It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, in for Kate Archer-Kent. And right now, we've got Jim Lehrer on our minds. The longtime PBS News anchor died yesterday. He was 85. He was there for Watergate and for the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. He moderated more presidential debates than anyone in U.S. history. And as we look at the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump this morning, we carry his spirit with us. Now, it's the third presidential impeachment in American history. President Trump is on trial in the U.S. Senate, and you're part of this discussion. We want to know what stuck out to you about this impeachment trial so far. Share your take with us at 800-642-1234. We've got Alan Lichtman here. He's a distinguished professor of history at American University. He co-developed a prediction model that successfully called every presidential election since 1984, including Trump in 2016. Also the author of several books, including the 2017 one called The Case for Impeachment, which focused on President Donald Trump. Alan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much.
You know, we are on the third day today of the impeachment trial where Democrats are continuing to lay out their case for convicting and removing President Trump from office. From what you've seen so far, what's still on your mind that you've so far seen on the Senate floor?
Well, we still haven't heard much about the obstruction of Congress case. That's what's going to happen today, the second article of impeachment. But I think some very significant things happened yesterday. First of all, Jerry Nadler, who had come in for a lot of criticism for kind of attacking senators for a cover-up, did a masterful job of exploding a fundamental argument of the Republicans that there had to be a statutory crime for there to be an impeachable offense. He effectively used Republicans' own allies, Lindsey Graham, perhaps Donald Trump's greatest defender in the Senate, the William Barr, the Attorney General, Alan Dershowitz, one of his lawyers, to show that, in fact, the consensus is impeachment focuses on abuse of power. And indeed, two of the three articles that were voted against Richard Nixon and caused the Republicans, his own party, to drive him out of office were for abuse of power and contempt of Congress. Second, they completely shredded the Republican argument that the real reason for the withheld aid and the withheld White House meeting was concern about corruption. They showed Trump had no concern about corruption under a previous corrupt administration, let the aid go through, and then suddenly, when an anti-corruption crusader was elected, withheld the aid and dangled a White House meeting. And Trump never mentioned corruption to President Zelensky, even though his national security staff had stressed that he must. And there was no review of corruption or anything else during the period of withheld aid. Third thing that struck me was that the managers shredded the argument of kind of no harm, no foul. Well, we released the aid, so nothing mattered. They released the aid so late and only after they were caught by the whistleblower and the announcement of a House investigation. So late that it all couldn't be spent by the end of the fiscal year without a special piece of legislation passed by Congress. And even today, not all of it had been dispersed to Ukraine, whereas the Department of Defense had certified that Ukraine had met its anti-corruption benchmarks and was ready to disperse the aid on June 18th.
Alan Lichtman is a distinguished professor of history at American University, and we're talking about the ongoing impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate of President Donald Trump. For those who've never seen an impeachment trial before, this is not like a typical, you know, as you mentioned, criminal trial. So how is this different by design?
Well, U.S. Senate under the Constitution has sole authority to try the president. So the Senate simply can set its own rules. And Mitch McConnell, who astoundingly has violated his oath to be an impartial juror, said, "I'm coordinating with the White House." Can you imagine the judge or the jury in a criminal case coordinating with the accused? It's unthinkable. But he has set up rules to make this not like a real trial. He has set time limits for the presentation by the managers and the defense, and he has blocked any witnesses or production of documents. In an ordinary trial, you call witnesses, you examine the witnesses, you cross-examine the witnesses, you present new evidence. Now we're just getting presentations by lawyers, and rather lengthy presentations by lawyers. And so far, there's no indication that late in the trial, when there's going to be votes on witnesses and documents, which the president has blocked, that enough Republicans will go along to get witnesses and documents. But that remains to be seen. There is still that opening, but it's coming quite late in the trial, after the opening statements, after 16 hours of senator questions.
And certainly, you think that you've said that you think that the managers have done a great job of destroying the arguments of the Republicans of the White House. Will we hear from that side in this impeachment trial so that we have this adversarial system, or will that not happen?
You will hear from the other side. You will hear from the other side starting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They, too, have 24 hours to make their case, divided up into 3 8-hour blocks, but there is some indication that they will not take all of their time. Unlike also a normal trial, there is no time set aside for the prosecution to do a rebuttal because the prosecution has the burden of proof. In a normal trial, they have an opportunity to bring on rebuttal witnesses or rebut the case made by the defense. There's no provision for that here. So they'll have to rely on the question period to rebut the defense.
And Alan, I know this is a very big story and a very short amount of time to catch people up on it, but I do want to get your take in this last minute or so to help us understand your perspective. All of this is being, unless you can sit there and watch the whole thing, all of this is coming through news media, reporters and political pundits getting this information to the American people. So what are your thoughts on coverage of the trial?
I think the coverage, for the most part, has been pretty fair, except probably for Fox News, which is not given full coverage and has instead presented pro-Trump opinion. But otherwise, for most of the media, I think people are getting a pretty straight story. But I would recommend to all of your listeners that you tune in at least to the late period tonight, prime time tonight, because then you're going to get the sum up of what the House managers believe they have proven. And let's keep in mind, these are the grave, whether you believe the charges or not, they are the gravest charges ever leveled against an American president, that this president has undermined our democracy, sacrificed our national security to help him cheat in an election. Richard Nixon tried to cheat, but his was a domestic political operation. No president has compromised us by bringing in a foreign nation. And already, Russia has joined the fray by hacking into Burisma, the company on which Hunter Biden sat on the board.
Alan Lichtman, not mincing words here. Right. Alan, thank you so much for this quick catch-up. I'm sure we'll talk to you in the future. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Take care.
Alan Lichtman is a distinguished professor of history at American University. That Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes today at noon with the House impeachment managers concluding their opening arguments. Hear that live NPR coverage on Wisconsin Public Radio's News and Classical Network and online at WPR.org. Here on the Ideas Network, we're keeping you up to date on the latest and inviting you into the conversation. So if you want to tune into that live impeachment trial coverage, you can do that starting at noon on WPR's News and Classical Network and online at WPR.org. More of The Morning Show is up ahead. I'm Keely Boltina. This is the Ideas Network.